Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Christmas Grinches have begun early this year, and Liberty Counsel is ready to fight back. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, a number of years ago, Liberty Counsel launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the essence of Christmas, the religious Christian viewpoints of Christmas, are not censored from the marketplace. Well, it seems as though the Grinches of Christmas are coming early this year because in Indiana, we have now offered to represent the Concord Community School District free of charge after the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU sued the school recently to end its 30-year-old Christmas Spectacular program. And this is just one of these efforts by these radically secularist groups that want to cleanse Christian viewpoints from Christmas that we need to continue to combat.
Yeah, Matt, and they're more than just secularist groups. These groups, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU, are they're extremist organizations that at the core, at the heart of their mission is that they are anti-Christian specifically. They're anti-religion in general, but they're anti-Christian specifically. And the name of this organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, says it all. What these organizations are engaging in is religious cleansing. They want the free exercise of Christianity purged from our culture. This is just another example of this. After the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over again that these kinds of Christmas specials and spectaculars and are perfectly permissible and constitutional, of course they are. They don't quit. They don't care. They don't stop because their agenda is to push Christians and Christianity to the margins, to the fringe, and behind the walls of the church. That's where they want to keep them, and they want to, figuratively, they want to put barbed wire up around those churches to keep the Christians and the free exercise of religion contained.
Well, the Concord Christmas Spectacular is a joyful mix of the season's secular as well as religious narratives. And in fact, the 2014 Christmas Spectacular included the following songs: Joy to the World, Here Comes Santa Claus, Last Christmas, Christmas Time is Here, a medley of Walking in a Winter Wonderland, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and Let It Snow. It's a 90-minute performance that consisted of numerous secular elements, including three large light-up Christmas trees, students dressed as elves, Santa Clauses, and Nutcracker toy soldiers. The Christmas Spectacular included students performing a 20-minute narrated live nativity scene with a biblical Christmas story and traditional Christmas carols such as Christ in the Manger, Silent Night, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So it's a 90-minute program. 20 minutes of it deal with the actual Christmas Christian theme, which is a 20-minute narration, which is a live nativity scene with these other songs. So the majority of it includes these other secular songs. But that doesn't satisfy groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation or the ACLU. They want it to be completely secular. They want it to just simply be songs like Here Comes Santa Claus, Christmas Time is Here, or Walking in a Winter Wonderland. They don't want any other songs. The fact of the matter is, Christmas has both a very Christian component to it, no question about it, as well as a secular component to it. To literally excise from Christmas or a Christmas pageant or program anything that's Christian in nature literally is contrary to the holiday itself. And you cannot celebrate Christmas without celebrating the Christian component. And in fact, Matt, there are not only the United States Supreme Court, but there's other federal court cases around the country dealing with these kinds of issues. And in fact, one case dealt with a pageantry in Utah where someone sued. They didn't want any Christian songs in it at all. The court found that the majority of the songs, not in this case where the majority here is secular, but in that case, the majority of them were Christian. They had religious themes. And the court said, that's fine, because Christmas has both components. And you don't have to have a 50-50 split. In fact, you can have the majority of the songs or the presentation Christian in nature, and that is still constitutional.
Well, that's right. And when ruling on a publicly sponsored Christmas display, the Supreme Court has said specifically this, quote, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche, at the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns in carols and public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislatures open sessions with prayer by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings, not to mention, at the least, Matt, contrary to that pesky little document that gets in the way of these secularists all the time, the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, our first freedom. Our first liberty is that of religious liberty, and Christmas is an official U.S. holiday, as passed, you know, by Congress, recognized by Congress. These are radical extremists, leftists, anti-Christian bigots who are hostile to any representation of Christ or Christianity.
Yeah, and here's also a quote from the United States Supreme Court, and I'm quoting from them because it underscores our point that these Christian Christmas carols are indeed constitutional in this presentation. And this is from the U.S. Supreme Court, quote, music without sacred music, architecture minus the cathedral, or painting without the scriptural themes would be eccentric and incomplete, even from a secular point of view, close quote. That's from the U.S. Supreme Court. You can't have music without sacred music. You can't have architectures without the cathedral. You can't have paintings without scriptural themes. That would be, the Supreme Court says, eccentric and incomplete. Now, if that's the case for music, architecture, or paintings, then surely a Christmas spectacular without the Christ of Christmas, without Christmas carols that celebrate his birth, would be eccentric and incomplete, even from a secular viewpoint as well. So that's why Liberty Counsel has offered free legal representation to the Concord Community School District in Concord, Indiana. We hope that they will stand strong. This lawsuit by the very anti-Christian Freedom from Religion Foundation and the ACLU is baseless, and I pray that this school, and I hope that you pray that this school will stand strong and that this 30-year tradition of the Christmas Spectacular continues.
Well, these folks, the ACLU, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, People for the American Way, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, these many of them, People for the American Way, for instance, a George Soros-funded organization, these organizations, they are made up of historical revisionists who want to ignore and, in fact, whitewash, do away with, sandblast our nation's Judeo-Christian founding and heritage, and they want to prohibit any, even from a historical context, as the Supreme Court is kind of pointing out here, even from a secular context, you cannot discuss our nation's history, even from a secular perspective, without acknowledging the Judeo-Christian roots of our nation's founding and the beliefs of our founding fathers, and the fact that our U.S. Constitution, its founding document, the founding document of our nation, the Declaration of Independence, recognizes that all of our rights, we are endowed by our rights by our Creator, that these rights are unalienable. Well, they're trying to alienate unalienable rights and revise history to create the image, the false image of a United States in their own secular humanist self-image.
Well, I think the whole controversy over Christmas really underscores and reveals this anti-Christian agenda of these organizations and groups and people. Why would you want to take a holiday that's acknowledged by every state, every government, every federal agency that clearly has Christ in the name of the holiday, you can't get more specific than that, and secularize it? It's because of an anti-Christian agenda, and we simply will not stand by and allow that to happen. For more information, visit lc.org, and find out more about our Friend or Fro Christmas campaign. As part of this campaign, we will later this year very soon, frankly, reveal our friend or foe Christmas information, both for the public square, whether it's like this in the public schools or nativity scenes or in the place of employment, but also for your shopping guide as well, because we have the different retailers in terms of what they're doing with regards to Christmas. Are they profiting off of Christmas while pretending it doesn't exist? I can tell you over the years, you have made a difference because you have voted with your shopping dollars. And we're going to give you that list. This Friend or Foe Christmas campaign will give you the shopping list so that you can make your dollars count and your voice be heard in the retail market across the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.